Alison will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
There was plenty of news from the city centre this week. A bird of prey is ruffling pigeons' feathers at the city market, and plans for refurbishment of the market have been released. Large crowds of children have been gathering at Hay Hill, while the City Council has had to spend £70,000 on the empty old library nearby and has forced a community centre near Chapelfield to close. Phil will begin at the market, where feathers may be flying.
A bird of prey has been brought in to scare off the nuisance pigeons at Norwich Market. City Hall has paid about £4,000 for a falconer and Harris hawk to ruffle the feathers of the pesky birds at the market as part of a four-week trial. Hazel is a Harris hawk and she'll not be used to attack or kill the pigeons or gulls, but instead spook the birds to make them roost and nest elsewhere. This is in response to market traders complaining that the pigeons were deterring customers from buying food, with the low-flying birds causing people to scream and duck out of the way. Norwich City Council has previously trialled other options to deter pigeons, but part of the problem was that people are feeding them.
More details have been revealed about a major shake-up of Norwich Market. A large sheltered seating area, more stalls and refurbished toilets will be completed as part of the multi-million pound project. Norwich City Council has now released illustrations of what the medieval market could look like in the future and wants to hear opinions on the plans. While there are significant changes, officials say the market's historic charm will be retained. The designs were concocted following feedback from traders and visitors who complained that the current layout is disorientating and has poor access, uncovered seating, leaking gutters and broken shutters. The proposals are intended to make the everyday market experience better and turn it into a destination for both day and night. Norwich Market has been the one-stop shop for people in the city for nearly 950 years and it continues to thrive. The revamp will be one of the biggest shake-ups of the market in more than a decade.
Every school in Norfolk has been asked to warn parents about large crowds of more than 150 children gathering at a spot in the centre of Norwich. Police and council officials have contacted every primary and secondary school following complaints about huge groups of young people congregating in Haymarket and Hay Hill. They're asking the schools to distribute the letter to parents, urging them to make sure they know what their children are up to in an effort to reduce the numbers heading to the area, near McDonald's and Next. The crowds of children have gathered on recent Saturday afternoons and evenings, with reports of underage drinking, drug-taking, criminal damage, and concerns that vulnerable young people are being exploited. The gatherings have prompted complaints from shop managers and visitors, and police have increased patrols in the area. Norfolk Police said that on one Saturday in November, there were 150 young people, ranging in age from 11 to 19, in the Haymarket. Police said more than 250 are gathered there over the course of the day. The following weekend, police announced they would step up their patrols, with people having said they felt intimidated by the groups.
Norwich City Council has splashed out nearly £70,000 on an empty building after it became the target of vandals. The authority spent the money on maintaining and repairing the old library in Guildhall Hill since it closed in 2019. A Freedom of Information request also revealed that the council has spent a further £14,843 on insurance for the empty site, bringing the total up to over £84,000. It comes after City Hall was questioned over when the Grade 2 listed building, which it owns, would be brought back into use. The council confirmed it had a preferred partner to work with, but refused to name who the partner was. A council spokesman said, "This expenditure has been covered by money secured from the previous tenant, therefore no extra expense for the council taxpayer." The building has had its entrance boarded and covered in graffiti since restaurant owners Jane and Nigel Raffles moved out 6 years ago.
A community centre that's been at the heart of Norwich for more than a decade was forced to close when City Hall suddenly changed the building's locks. Norwich Wellbeing Centre, which provided a range of activities to teenagers and adults, still had a year left on the lease before the council ended it and pushed them out of the site in Chapelfield East. The The council says they're releasing the site to Blackstone Foundation and claim the centre is illegally subletting the premises. A day after the locks had been changed, the authority sold the building at auction for £502,000, declaring it vacant. The centre had been planning to talk to the new owners about staying on after the sale, but instead has had to stop the courses and services it provided. Attempts were also made on behalf of the organisation to try and buy the property, but they were outbid. The facility offered therapy, social events and activities for those aged over 12. According to the organisation's website, more than 2,300 people have gained qualifications to improve their future and help them get better work due to the facility. City Hall has raised £1.37 million as part of a big sale of its high street assets, with more properties set to go under the hammer.